From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio with you once again for another edition of the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. And yesterday, we began a series entitled Loving Christ's Appearing. Jesus Christ is coming again. And the first stage of the second coming of Christ is the rapture, when Jesus will come into the clouds of the air, as it were, and take those of us who are alive on earth who know the Lord Jesus home to be with him in heaven. And that could happen today. That could happen even before the end of this radio broadcast. And I trust that you're ready. I trust that you're ready by, number one, knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and then secondly, by making certain that you are being and you are doing all that Christ would have you to be and to do. Well, our key text for consideration on this particular subject is 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. And I introduced that to you yesterday, where we find these words of the Apostle Paul. He says, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." Paul was looking forward to the return of Christ. You see, Paul certainly was ready to die. He knew that he could be martyred any moment, and certainly he did face death very shortly after he wrote this particular passage of Scripture. He knew it was soon time for him to go home to be with the Lord, and he knew that he was ready because he fought the good fight, because he finished the course, because he kept the faith. And so he said, because I'm ready, because I am really anticipating the second coming of Christ, because I am loving the idea of Christ's return, I know that the Lord will give me a crown of righteousness. And I mentioned yesterday that the crown of righteousness is that reward that's given for those who love Christ's appearing because they love Christ, and because of the fact that they are living the righteous life, and because of the fact that they are being and doing all that Christ would have them to be and do. And so yesterday, I simply asked you the question, can you say that up until this point of time, as a Christian, you've been fighting the good fight of faith, you've been completing the course that God has given you to follow, and that you've been keeping the faith? Well, I trust that you've been thinking about that, and I trust that perhaps in doing a personal evaluation, it has helped you to get your mind focused on who you are and what you were doing for the Lord Jesus Christ, so that when Christ does come at any moment, you will be ready and you'll hear him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." But loving Christ's appearance is something that each and every one of us as Christians should be doing, because it will bring that crown of righteousness. But the question is, how do we love Christ's appearance? Well, I would like to share six ways with you on the program today, and of course throughout the next couple of days. We won't be able to look at all six of these today, but I would encourage you to write them down, six ways that we love Christ's appearing. The first way that we love Christ's appearing is by believing it. Now, even before we look at that, and I just now thought of this, but I believe it's important to bring up. I believe it's very important to bring up, by the way, and that is the idea that loving Christ's appearing, number one, basically means that you need to know that you're saved. Are you saved? These 6 points I'm going to be giving truly only relate to those who know the Lord. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you are in no way ready for the return of Christ. For if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, when the rapture happens, you will go into what the Bible calls the Great Tribulation period, and eventually you will be cast into the eternal lake of fire, according to Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15, because you've not trusted Christ. So take a look at your life right now. And I realize that on this radio station and the many radio stations we are on across the country and around the world, that there are no doubt many people who don't know the Lord. What about you? If you don't know the Lord, then certainly you are not ready for the appearing of Christ. And so I would encourage you right there by the radio right now to call upon the name of the Lord and ask Him to save you, and He will. But now, having that as a foundation, let's look at these 6 points that relate to loving Christ's appearing. And the first one that I share with you today is that we love Christ's appearing by believing it. By believing it. Beloved, we should never doubt the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I realize that there have been many people down through the years who have doubted the return of Christ. But it's going to happen in His time. Believe you me, it will happen. Because of the fact that it has been promised by the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn with me, if you would please, to the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 3. The Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 3, and there we find that the Lord Jesus is speaking to His disciples, and He says this, and by the way, this is often referred to as the Olivet Discourse. He says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in Me. In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again." Do you see that, beloved? "I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." You see, the Lord Jesus Christ promised the fact that He is coming again. We just must believe that. Don't ever doubt it. Now, I realize that there are those who say, well, it's been 2,000 years since the Lord Jesus Christ said that. That's a long time. And if He hasn't come in 2,000 years, maybe He never will come. But remember, beloved, the Bible teaches us that with God, 1,000 years is as a day, and a day is 1,000 years. And so, taking that into consideration, this is Tuesday. And so, in God's eyes, as it were, this promise where the Lord Jesus Christ was given concerning His second coming was only given like 2 days ago on Sunday. But the fact of the matter is, Jesus will come again. He said that here in John 14, and we can believe that. But not only did Jesus Himself say that, but let's go to the book of the Acts, because in the book of the Acts, we find that there was another testimony given concerning the return of the Lord Jesus. In the book of the Acts, once again, this is after the crucifixion and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. He was there on the Mount of Olives talking to His disciples, and He said this, beginning with verse 8 of Acts chapter 1. He says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto Me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and under the uttermost part of the earth." And then notice verse 9 of Acts 1. It says, "And when He had spoken these things, while they beheld," that is the disciples who were around Him at that point, it says, "He was taken up, and a cloud received Him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as He went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel," that would be angels, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. And so we see that not only does the Lord Jesus Christ say, I will come again and receive you unto myself, but the testimony and the witness of the angels the day the Lord Jesus Christ was taken into heaven goes along with the statement of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a fact that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming again. And keep in mind that the very first stage of that second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is what we call the rapture, where Christ will come in the clouds of the air to take us home to be with him in glory. And I'm looking forward to that. Yes, there are those who doubt it, but don't you doubt it. Believe it. Over in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9, the Bible says, The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You see, the reason why the Lord Jesus may be holding off the second coming is so that more people will be saved. But the fact of the matter is, Christ is coming again, and it could be today. Don't doubt it, but believe it. And by believing it, that will enable us to love Christ's appearing and to be looking forward to the appearing of Christ, which could be at any moment. Praise God. Well, the Lord willing, tomorrow we'll continue our study and we'll look at another point as to how it relates to loving Christ's appearing. I trust that you'll be there by the radio then. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And we say, Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Truly, the best is yet to come.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.